Gearing up, ready for the academic year to start, pre-season already started. We have just launched a brand new 10-deck bundle package to help departments and clubs help more teachers and coaches get involved with match play cards. Head across to our website and be season ready this year.
Number one, thanks so much for getting involved with the cards. I guess it's a bit of a full circle, I think, using them. Or when you went to was it an interview or a meeting you had and someone shared them with you and you already had them? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Who shared them with you?
Oh, no, it was pretty cool. Like, because I reckon I'd sort of come across your work, I reckon it's close to about 3 or 4 years ago. I'd sort of seen it and then I was like, yep, they're really cool. And then it was, all right, what do I do to get them? And then when I came to Trinity, I saw that they had them and I was like, oh, these are fantastic. I'm like, I've been wanting to either get on by using these or see how we could resource them. But they were already there. So I was able to just pick it up and go.
Awesome. And now we've supported a few more staff with them, which is dead cool come next year.
Correct. All the PE faculty are using them, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's so cool. I guess like the biggest thing we got you on was one, because we spoke earlier, like, for helping the school in the future with some more cards, which is really, really cool. And going from one school and you thinking, okay, like, I need these. And then suddenly you go to this school and you see them. Like, that's a really cool story for us. And maybe says a lot about where we've kind of a few touch points. And my question to, like, first question to you would be like, what is the impact or why were you super keen to use them? Like, you saw them and then you went to Trinity and they had them. Like, what was that star moment for you?
Yeah, I suppose seeing other resources to use, I suppose, in my PE environment, it was looking at different ways to enhance the lesson, to make it more, I suppose, student-driven. I'm really massive on giving, I suppose, you know, some basic core instructions, but then when they're playing games, how can they take it in the way they want? And I suppose it was looking at those and going, okay, I can give them 2 or 3 cards. Here's it for the, you know, you've got 2, one team, the other team's got 2. You decide how you use them. And then that empowers them, I suppose, to be really lifelong learners in terms of working together. And I suppose it brings in lots of other skills that, normally would happen, but I suppose it brings out other kids as well. And I suppose it was when I saw them, it was like, okay, they're easy. I suppose as teachers at times we are time poor. So it was like, okay, they're ready. And so what I have now done since I have got them at Trinity, I have a speaker. So it's a like a JBL boombox and I tie the bag on my speaker. So I've always got my speaker and then I've always got the cards on the speaker. So it's, I can just untie it and, you know, I work out what cards should be used in the lesson. And then I can just be like, okay, it's there. Instead of, you know, it's times as PE teachers, I could be teaching on a hockey pitch, but then I could be teaching on our top oval doing athletics. And I can't carry it or it's just too hard to carry so many things. It's just little things like that.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't think when we decided to do them in bags, we ever thought they'd be tied to a boom box and, you'd be carrying them around. So that's dead cool to know.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We'll have to send you a photo. But yeah, it's like, I just was like, yep, this is perfect. I'm going to tie it on there. And it's there and I know how to, I put it back on. I just leave it on there and it sort of stays there.
Yeah. And talk to us about like how much information or framework would you give the pupils? So let's say we've chosen a couple of cards per team.
Yeah.
What is that couple of minutes before you give them? And then giving them to the students look like? Yeah. How much are you telling them? Are you letting them read? You know, what does that look like?
Yeah, so what I'll do is, I suppose, using an invasion game. So they're playing an invasion game, and I'll have 2 per team, and I'll walk up to one team, like, here's your 2 cards, and here's your 2 cards to the other team, and I'll explain, you know, you've got to, if you're going to use the card, you've got to tell your team, and you've also got to tell the other team. So you've got to stop the game, and you've got to be the active speaker. People have got to be listening to you. And so then everyone understands, yep, we're using this card. This is how it's going to be played. And then once they've done it, they either know, they just put it down on the ground or they come and bring it to me. But it was, I think minimal, because I suppose it allows them, they might interpret something that I have or I haven't, but it gives them their voice. And especially for some students who I suppose I'm encouraging to try and be a part of physical education, I suppose bring joy to them, it allows them to be like, okay, I'm holding it. This is the way I think we should use it. And then it also allows those students that, okay, they might not always love PE, or they might be like, oh, you know, it's not my thing, to then going, okay, I have this card, and it could be the simple one of, you know, you get the other team's score. So they in their head are strategically thinking, okay, we might be down 6-4, and they're like, boom, here's the card. We're on 6, you're on 4 now. So it allows all children of all levels in PE to be involved.
Yeah, and I think the important bit there is, and I say this all the time, like just letting the kids read out what's on the card, yeah, rather than giving the card to a kid and then them having a look and then pulling it back so the adult, yeah, reads it. Yeah. You know, yeah, I think that's so powerful that you give it to them, you let them read it, see it, tell everybody else. One, yeah, because straight after they've read it, they're probably going to go thinking straight away. They just want, yeah, to get going. Yeah. And I think that's really, really powerful. Definitely.
Yeah, it just allows them to dictate when they want to use it and how they want to use it. They might be like, yeah, we want to use it straight away. Or they might be like, no, hold, we're not going to use it just yet. And then they're looking at each other about how they can plan to use it.
And talk to us around the selection of cards. You know, there's 100 odd cards, but you're not going to use 100 maybe out throughout the whole year, or you might use the, yeah, same cards every couple of weeks. Like, what is that selection process and the role of the educator and the teacher to say, these are the cards that are going to fit my group?
Yeah, I suppose it's using or knowing the age group. So I've used them as low as year 2, and then have used them up to year 9s, in terms of that scope. I suppose simple ones of, you know, if it's one pass, when you get a goal, it's 1 point, and the 2 pass, for example, you know, I can use that with the younger children because they can grasp that concept, they can easily read it. But then when you go through to more complex ones, like I suppose you can only like using wings and stuff like that, or the Barcelona, like the tic-tac one, they, you know, that's probably then I'm using that in the middle school, the year 7s to 9s, because they understand that concept. That's probably where, you know, you can use some or you can use all, but I suppose at times I'll pick a range of ones. I'm like, yes, this would suit the class. And then you mix and match. And then I like to, you know, put it or give it to a child who might not be always the strongest, but then it gives them strength that become like a captain and they feel responsible for, you know, I'm going to play the card today.
Yeah, that's so cool. And if I look at like an Invasion Games unit, let's say it's 6-8 weeks long, yeah, where would the cards fit in that? Is that something you're going to do at the start to really introduce the concept of Invasion Games? Is it something in the middle to check and challenge some learning? Is it going to be at the end where you want to recap but also check that learning? Like, what would that look like over a unit or a term?
Yeah, so in a unit, I would basically use them from the start. I suppose I'm a part of, you know, I really believe in the stuff that Shane Peel does, and I base a lot of my teaching around that game sense, and that they're constantly playing. So using it in those small-sided games, which usually I've got them playing in the first week, but using it only when they're doing that. Like if it's a 2-on-1, it's not really relevant for them to use the cards that I've got. But once they get into a 2-on-2 or, you know, 3v2, then I can use them. And some lessons, they don't need it because I've already put little constraints in there. But I suppose if you're doing the same thing over and over again, it just makes it a little bit more exciting for them. And they don't really realize, because they've got these, you know, cards and that they can play with them, they don't actually realize they've done a similar activity week and week, and we're trying to develop their skills in the game. But all of a sudden they're like, oh, geez, Mr. Eldridge, we know we need to, if we pass 6 times and we score, we've got 6 points. So they start to strategically think, and then that, I suppose, goes over to maintaining possession. So we look at that success criteria, and they're already doing it, and they don't even realize how successful they're being.
I said to a coach recently, like, there's nothing wrong with using the same 4 cards for the next 4 weeks. But what you might actually do is get really smart with changing the shape of the pitch or the location of the goal. Yeah. So the game might go from very narrow to very big. but the challenge is still around passing or defending. But it's going to be very, very different, and ask them to also think differently, but recall, you know, some of the previous skills that they've been using as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose last year, because at Trinity, we have to do, I suppose, an extra curriculum sport. So I coached last year. This year I've got the open 11s hockey team, but last year I had an under-13s team, and they were really young, but also a lot of students that had never played hockey before. It was the first time they picked up a stick. So I found they also used it in training for hockey just to make them enjoy playing the sport. They were new to the sport. You know, it wasn't back to the old school skill and drill. It was, okay, we're going to play this game. These are the things. And they were loving it. And they would constantly ask, can we use the cards? Can we use the cards? Because it made an enjoyable atmosphere. And I suppose I knew my target audience then was a group of students, of boys and girls that were new to the game. And I wanted them to enjoy it so they could continue to play over the years.
You know, I say this a lot, but choice and challenge, you know, two massive things. Whether you play at the West Coast Eagles or the Fremantle Dockers, you know, whatever that is at the top level, or you're playing under 10s hockey or soccer, whatever that is, you know, you want some choice over what you do. And you also want some challenge and engagement in that, yeah. You know, which I think is great. If I said what's some favourite moments of using the cards, can you recall a couple of really cool, great little moments that you saw?
Yeah, I mean, last year using the hockey, that was fantastic. That was really exciting. Using it, I suppose, it's like, I suppose I've mentioned the card about, you know, probably one of the best ones going in circles was about the clearing the score. So last year with hockey, one of these girls that was in my team, really good player. So she had the card and she was like, Mr. Eldridge, how long's left? How long's left? How long's left? How long's left? And I was like, oh, we're going to pack up in 30 seconds. And she's like, all right, boom. And she plays the card and the other team is just blowing up. And I'm like, well, she's played the card. So strategically, she was working about how, okay, I know I'm going to want their score. I'm going to leave it as long as I can and then I can activate it. Yeah, and it was even a couple of weeks ago, I had to look after 2 Year 9 classes, my own and another of my colleagues who had to duck off, and they were playing Ultimate Frisbee. So we'd just come out of a CPEP unit, all in their like normal winter uniforms and not dressed for PE. I was like, okay, how can I make them enjoy this? So I was giving them the cards to, okay, how can I make these Year 9s? They're like, oh, I don't want to run around. So, okay, let's just make this exciting. And watching them hover around each other when they had to play the cards, and, you know, when they get frustrated by themselves or with each other when they were trying to get as many passes or use the width and only one person can score. And yeah, I think the whole experience I've seen by just like the simple fact of using cards, yeah, it's just fantastic. It's a really, I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, good man. I really like it when you give a card to a team, but you intentionally kind of step away and just listen and look to what you see in front of you. And I really believe, and I'm naturally biased, but I really believe you see things and see people do things that they wouldn't normally do. Maybe the quiet kid speaks up, or the kid that is really good and normally maybe a bit arrogant and overconfident actually might listen to somebody else because, that makes sense. And that card is the stimulus that brings people together around something quite central.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like it's similar to my teaching style anyway. Like I would give the students and I talk about it and there's non-negotiables. So if we are playing an evasion game that everyone has to pass the ball, everyone has to touch it, or you have to use your wingers, you know, and that, you know, once one person scored, or it could be the area, so they know that there's non-negotiables. So it allows them the freedom. Like we've just started invasion my year sevens, and we've sort of based a lot of it on soccer. So we were out on the hockey pitch, big size. And I was like, okay, you know, I've assumed that they would be all kicking and just, you know, I was on the ground. I've got students that are playing like it's basketball. I've got kids that's playing like it's netball. And it's like, that's fine because you're moving like it's an invasion game. And they come in and like, we're in trouble. And I'm like, no, because you are moving like an invasion game. I want you to transfer the skills And I suppose that's the beauty of the cards. They are transferable. So it doesn't matter what you're doing. You can transfer it across, you know, fielding and striking, an invasion game, target games. You know, you can use it in all of those areas.
I'm going to throw a couple of scenarios at you, and then we'll talk about kind of how we can use the cards in that. So let's say end of unit assessment. So you're at the end of a block, and you really want to check and challenge some learning, get some assessment, maybe a bit of prior knowledge in there as well. Like, how are we going to use the cards to bring that to life in an engaging way?
Yeah, I suppose that if it was going to use it as the, like, I suppose tying it in with the assessment, I suppose we'd go back to what you were talking about, having probably about 4 to 6 cards, because you'd want them to, I suppose, if we're going to use it as a scenario, I'd want to link it to the rubric. So I'd be able to want to see that those students can identify, like, why, like, the purpose of using that. So if we, and I know I've used the example a couple of times, but if we use the one passes, 1 point, et cetera. So if we went, okay, what's the benefit of using that card and getting them to, I suppose, peer assess, but then also online, they can, you know, write down, okay, this was the benefit and this is why. That's how I would tie it in. I suppose I'd really narrow it down in terms of what cards we'd use. If we were going to, like, link it in with an assessment.
Yeah, I think that's something we don't do enough is, and maybe even appreciate enough, is that the more players are talking about the game, the better they're going to get over time, because they're talking about the game, they're listening. And, you know, you could listen to the best player in the world in any sport and they could talk to you about the game in great detail. And I think, you know, you don't have to play at the top level. You could be the best year seven or a middle grade year seven, but have a really good understanding of what the game is asking you and that strategy element.
I think the beauty of that is it's the student voice, and like you sort of said, sometimes some of these students listen to their peers more, so they'll listen to a peer and they'll be like, oh, that's how they used it, oh, okay, that makes sense. Or they want to follow that student because, you know, they just connect with them and they listen better to them in class.
Yeah, let's say mixed ability group. We've all been there, whether it's even a top end or bottom end, it's always mixed ability in some way. How would we use the cards and add those into a lesson?
Yeah, so I would, and I suppose you, at times you don't want to be deliberate, but I would work at what cards they were. So that lower student that, you know, might not have a love affair with sports, just not their thing. But I suppose I want them in PE. I want them to be loving PE. I want them to rock up every time going, yep, I got PE with Mr. Eldridge. I love it. I'm not finding an excuse not to be changed into my PE gear. I would be giving them the card. So it allows them to have a voice, because as we both know, there are so many times in a PE setting where there are dominant kids who they just love it. And it's no fault of their own, but they just take over. So it allows them, you know, that are lower students, to differentiate. You're allowing them to have a voice. And I think when they start to play those cards, the other students start to realize, oh, okay, Johnny actually has an understanding, or we know we've got to pass to him, we've got to include him. And then they start to talk. So, you know, when I used it last semester, I did basketball year eight, and it was about, you know, everyone having a pass. So it was getting them to understand, and then you can give them feedback like, okay, what card have you played? You know, if you stand together, it's too hard, but it's about moving. So, you know, I suppose that child's got the cards, but then talking to the stronger students about, okay, now you've got to work with everyone. How can you use that? That's the way I would use it.
Yeah. I wrote down two things. I'd probably get them to pick some cards maybe. Even get the lower end to pick cards for the older, not the older guys, but the higher end. And that takes a bit of framework, but I would get them to be involved in that. And I'd also then, from like my point of view, would pick cards that score something other than the score. So rather than the amount of goals being the only form of feedback, which is something that we all so often do, is, oh, they've won 4-0, so they must have been a better team. But actually have another method of scoring, because the person at the back who's playing in goal, or the defender, is probably not going to score many goals if Ronaldo is up front. you know, the year seven Ronaldo scoring all the goals. So I'd find a card that would, I'd find a card that would score and create an opportunity for other players and pupils to score and be part of that process, that game within a game sort of feel to it. There's two things I wrote down there.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. And I think it's, like, I suppose that's the beauty of PE. It is, you know, I'm listening to a different podcast, chatting with my peers, and it's that, how can you use it, and listening to someone else. So, you know, even you and I talking, I'm like, okay, I can implement that, and I can use that with my classes, and, you know, how can we change, and how can we keep making it get better?
Last scenario, student leadership, you know, so how do you get the angry kid that is often frustrated to be maybe a little bit calmer and communicate really well? And how do you get that really quiet person that you know has got some good information in there to actually say, here's an opportunity for you to step in front of a group or step in front of a peer and have that opportunity to share?
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, you want to set that framework up where everyone's having a voice, and it does take time. But I suppose when you use the cards, going back to what you're saying, if they're the students that are picking the cards to use, it's that when you're going to use it, everyone's got to be respectful and listening. And I suppose having that holistic approach as a class, so they know it's a non-negotiable. You are listening, you're respecting. These are the people that are going to be using them in there. And it could be as simple as, they might not be playing on that day, or they might not be feeling well, they might be quiet, but you can be standing by them. And I think at times that's a really good time to have some feedback and some, you know, formative, summative stuff, is that you can be sitting with that child like, okay, so how could we use it and how can we benefit? And then going, okay, let's go and talk to the group about how we can use these cards.
And I'd be really, you know, similar to you, really intentional with who I give the card to. You know, we might be playing a 4v4, 5v5, and we come to the end of the game and I know we're going to play another game next. And I would go and give a card to Nathaniel and say, Nathaniel, you need to share this with your team because this is the card that you're going to play next. Yeah. And I'd use your name, because that way everyone knows, Nathaniel, you've got the card. You're going to be the person that speaks, rather than say, guys, just come over, someone get a card. I'd be really intentional with who I give it to, and just let that person have a conversation and share in front of their group.
And I suppose it's that being deliberate. There's times where you go, and it's that knowing your group. There's the times where it's like, that can be anyone, or it's times where it's like, all right, I need to empower this student so then they feel a part of it, and that the other students then bring them in.
Last question, some top tips and reflections from the first time you use them to now being the pro that you are and sharing them with the whole department. What are your reflections, and what are your top tips? Maybe what's something you would have done a little bit earlier, or wish you tried, or, you know, totally loving at the moment that you're just going to keep doing moving forward?
Probably my tip was, because, like, there's the whole stack, it's probably going through, and I suppose it's getting even better now. I'll take the kudos. I probably would be thinking before my lessons on that day. So it's like, okay, mapping it out about what ones do I need. So yes, I have them all in my bag, and yes, that's really handy, but it could be going, all right, I'm going to put my stack on my desk. I'm going to work out what ones are going to work today and what ones don't I need to really worry about. So then that's all I've got in the box, or the bag, sorry. And just going out there and, you know, using those. But it at times, you know, it changes. Like there's times I look at it and go, oh, could we use that one today or no? But I think it's knowing when to use it, but also knowing that it's a really, really good tool to allow that student voice. And I think in PE, we try and push that. We allow them that freedom, that it is something that they can use, and that it's not me telling them how to use it, when to use it. And I suppose my growth would be, okay, put them all down, you know. Okay, you're going to choose two cards from that pile just there, and off you go. And it could just be something random. I suppose they're the things that I look at in terms of how I can continue to develop using the cards, and then tie it even into my feedback and our college assessment pieces and how I can use that.
Yeah, look, Tom, man, we're very lucky to have you. And as we celebrate 5 years since launch in September, it's people like you that have, you know, almost had that real ripple effect and shared it with so many more people and given great experiences to the kids. So we're incredibly grateful, and the kids will be even more grateful for using them and the staff around you. So thanks so much for your time. Really grateful.
Thanks. And it's a fantastic product. And, you know, I do recommend people sitting down with their PE staff, or if you're the only PE teacher at your site, sitting down with leadership and talking about the benefits, because it also is a card that you can use if you're a classroom teacher. It doesn't have to be directly a PE teacher. It can be used as a whole school. I often know that some schools have got one PE teacher in the whole school, and classroom teachers in a primary school are the ones taking it out. You can talk to those, you know, teachers and be like, okay, when you go out and play these games that I can help you with, you know, use these cards. You'll see the difference with the students. I think it can upskill our teachers that aren't, I suppose, from a PE background or don't really like sport or not confident that they can use your cards and, you know, really just take their lessons when they take their class out, instead of, you know, just running around or just going on the playground, to be like, all right, I'm going to go out and have structure with my lessons when I take my class out for a PE lesson.